All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kuequitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlech from the Ntlakepmch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And today it's January 8th, 2026, which is crazy. And we have our subject today, which is on steadfastness. And we have some special guests with us today. Of course, we have our co-host, Lady Faima.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm just so delighted to be here.
And we also have Charlotte.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, and we do have another person in here, but we'll get to that later. So anyways, we have some music coming from Cal Eel, Moon Vampire, Tia Brazda, Star Beast, and Andres Segovia. And that's all our music coming up. And we welcome all our guests from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Norway, from Italy, from Egypt, from Africa, from India, from Russia, from Ukraine, from China, from Japan, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. So we have an awesome show coming up for you guys. And we're going to be starting off with a song from Cal Eel. And just let me set it up here because we had some technical difficulties. But sooner or later, we'll get it figured out here. And let's see if we can get it going here. How was your New Year's, folks, while I'm getting this set up?
Charlotte, would you like to share your New Year?
Yes.
We all said goodbye to 2025.
Right.
And how was your New Year?
Well, I would say it has been a great start. Like, we stopped our show for like 2 weeks because everyone needs the holiday season. I hope everybody had a great holiday season. Mm-hmm. However, 2026 sounds like I feel like inspired from the day one, and this is the third New Year I had in Canada, Vancouver.
Wow.
Yeah. And I feel like I've already adapted to this place, and mm-hmm. also by attending your show, Free Voice, this show, as a more frequent guest right now, I just feel like this year would be really great, because mm-hmm. especially talking to a lot of people.
Yes.
And like this room, we're so diverse mm-hmm. that just get me to be able to open to more international opinions. So I loved it. Yeah.
Wonderful. That is marvelous. And for the listeners, respected listeners across the country mm-hmm. and outside the country, I have to say that Charlotte is the young soul, and she used to be, you graduate from Simon Fraser University. Is that correct?
Yes. So actually, I'm doing my graduate, like my master degree.
Wonderful.
In the, Simon Fraser University. And I'm in the AI Human Interaction mm-hmm. Lab, where my supervisor, Steve DePaula, has been focusing on AI art and all how using this technology to serve us to do a better job with higher efficiency. Yeah. So that is really great. And I actually got my first master's degrees in New York at Columbia University, where I studied negotiation.
Amazing. Wow. Yeah.
And that's why my show called Call Me Negotiator, although we're talking about cross-cultural thing, which is also inspired by your show, because I love how cross-cultural, interdisciplinary, and diverse voices come together. That just like inspired me, so I know a lot of people resonate to it.
All this time, that within a very short time, I met you last year, within a month or so, within a couple of months, I would say. But you're just so humble. You're so dignified. Even we just interact to the services, to the giving back to the community, to the purpose of our mission that we have. And that is amazing. We didn't have any time to ask who is who, what is what, and we just jumped to the field of the serving land. I believe after our show is starting is for 1 hour, 3 to 4, and your show is going to start 4 to 5.
Right after
and
your show, yeah.
We do have distinguished guest with us, and maybe you can introduce your guest that who is presenting is present right now with our show. What is his name? And also expressing our welcoming him to our show, because this show, Free Voices, is just welcoming all nation. And as you have been witness, we are walking and working, communicating, friendship, you know, for the all great cause, giving back to the community. We look at each other as a nationwide. We walk really side by side, and we really engage the idea of one another for the better place, better world, and carry on with the mission, with the positivity mission that we carry. Would you like to introduce your guest for your show that who is present with us, his name and...
Right, yeah. So my guest today, his name is Dixon. Hi, Dixon. So he is my guest, but he is the first time to share his story on our broadcasting show through the live radio. And as we also know that I put a live streaming for Chinese audiences, so... that will be really exciting, and Dixon really take this seriously and be responsible for our show. So he wanted to observe how we do that and learn how we do that as an auditor. So today he is being here, although he's not really attending our show, but he's here and seeing how this Free Voices show getting together by all attending here. And hopefully we can have him to be the Free Voice guest in the future.
Absolutely.
He, Dixon has been here for almost 70 years, right?
I came over in 1957.
All right.
Oh, long time. Long time.
No,
even though from the Chinese background, but they are the resident of Canada. And this is what we address, because we are not TV show that they can see how diverse we are. And we are welcoming and enjoying to hold each other hand, to support one another with the great cause, because we have only one cause.
Right.
And that cause is the peace for the world.
Right.
Is the peace for Canada. Is the peace for all the nation.
Right.
Wherever they are coming, and they accepted and they became a landed immigrant, citizen of the country in Canada. Canada is a very blessed land. Is the secret land, very blessed, and it's just marvelous just to be present on this earth, that this land, because we have all the opportunity to engage our activity, our experience, our wisdom, with one another and make the society and give back to the new generation to fly
right.
and to be themselves and to bring the magical world, magical action to this field, basically.
Yes. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I've come to Canada and I'm the newest here,
yes.
for sure. So I trying to learn more about the history and
yes.
the environment, everything about this land.
Wonderful.
So talking to you guys really helped me to achieve this vividly. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you.
Okay.
It's wonderful to have a young soul among us and just to interact mm-hmm. with the same cause, which is the positivity, as no matter how far we are as a nationwide we are. I think now we are going back to Chief.
Yes, we're going to play some music, some startup music for our introduction. And this is from a band called Cal Eel, and they're from down California, and their name is called Juno. So we're going to listen to this, and then we'll get back to our subject and topics.
Beautiful.
Thank you, everybody, for your patience.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. That was Cal Eel and their song Juno. And so we have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people, high diving champion of the world. And we'd like to welcome him. Happy New Year. How are you doing?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Man, blessed, happy, healthy, and really pumped up to be here on Eagle Nation Radio with you.
Thank you.
Awesome, brother. We'd like to ask you to lead us through some deep breaths.
100%. This is my favorite part of life, breathing. It's so easy and gives us such vital nutrients so easily.
Yes.
So let's prepare for these deep breaths by relaxing our stomach, relaxing our shoulders, relaxing our jaw. We're all going through a very active and sometimes stressful life these days. So let's just relax for these next, you know, minute and a half. We're going to do some deep breaths and really soak up the wonderfulness of life. And on the exhale, I really want to emphasize that you emotionally let go of everything. All right, let's do it all the way in through the nose in 3, 2, 1. Two more of those, guys. Thank you so much. Nice. And one more all the way in. Yeah, that's good. Ooh. Stuff right there.
Awesome, brother.
I'm swimming.
Thank you so much. That was awesome. We have our subject today, and it's on steadfastness, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Steadfastness. Man, when I heard you guys were doing this word today, I was thinking that's bang on for what I'm doing, because not only today and yesterday, but for a lot of my life these days, I am fasting. And it's really interesting, the word fasting, to describe going without something.
Mm.
Almost as if we are automatically on our way to the best case scenario possible. We're already doing that. It's our human nature to arrive at perfection.
Mm-hmm.
So to not stop and sandwich, or to not stop and have a cigarette if you're fasting from ciggies, or maybe you're fasting from alcohol, or maybe you're fasting from food, then we're kind of turning off of where we're going anyway. And so maybe I was going to tell you about how to be on your way to be your best already, but you're already there. So what I am going to remind everybody is that these days it seems like less is more. And maybe being steadfast on your perfect route actually involves doing a little less, taking a little more rest, and focusing on the things that we already have. And so those are my words of steadfastness, and I'm really proud of you, Chief, because you had to be extra steadfastness to get your helicopter pilot's license. They don't just let anybody up there. You're flying straight, high as an eagle these days, and we're all so very proud of you, Chief. So
yes, you cut out, but yeah, that's so amazing. I'm glad that you shared your words with us. It's beautiful, and we thank you for joining us and sharing your part of what's in your mind and what made you a high diving champion of the world.
Exactly.
It really benefits us all, and we can't wait to hear from you again very soon. And yeah, so we're going to go on to our next item here. And thank you so much, and bye for now.
For now.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we're going to go on, and we're going to play some more music. And this one's from Moon Vampire, The Sky Full of Bats. And so stay tuned for that, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. That was a song from Moon Vampire, and the song was called The Sky Full of Bats. And I'm dedicating that to my school, BC Helicopters. The president and main person there is Sancho, and all my schoolmates, Mark, Chris, Till, Charlie, Alan, Lawrence, all these guys were with me through the helicopter training. Also, Rasmus and Rasmus from Denmark, and my instructor was. I should have wrote all these down. There was, I'm trying to remember his name. But all the staff there, they were very great. They were very strong in helping us and encouraging us to fly, which was Josh. Josh was my instructor, and he was very, very great instructor there at BC Helicopters. Also, Parisa, she's one of the staff members, but she's also learning how to fly there too. And Kate was one of the instructors there also. Mm-hmm. And we had a couple of assistant instructors there also. Will and the other one.
Hello to all of them, yes, basically. Yeah.
A big thank you, and yes, just a lot of acknowledgement for all the hard work that they do and their dedication to helping us as students to become aviators and pilots in the sky, to safely go up and land, and also what to do in emergencies. It's this kind of stuff is pretty stressful and takes a lot of courage to want to get up there and do these things. Of course, there's some up things to doing these type of activities, but it can be pretty stressful and dangerous because the first mistake you make up there is the last mistake you'll make up there. So it just really, it's kind of evident to us every day because, you know, we hear of these things that happen up there all the time. And it's just a really a big thing that we can start to venture out and explore and do more grounds and get into the skies and, in a sense, go higher in life.
Absolutely. Is basically, it's amazing, Chief, that after many years you decided, because that was your vision and that was your dream, and you just joined to the aviation schooling, international school. For the respected listeners that they are listening right now, they didn't know and they don't know this school is international. And the students are internationally has been registered, and the program almost is finished. And going back to you, Chief, you have helicopter for 2 seats. The license that you are after also is for the 2 helicopter. One is for the rescue.
Yes, well, the first one that we're learning on is a Cabri G2. Mm-hmm. And it's a 2-seater. It's small, very versatile.
Yes.
It's a really great helicopter to learn on.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of forgiving because it's got a fully articulated rotor system.
Yeah.
And then and then we have another one, the Bell 206, and that's the one that I'm also going to be learning on. And it's a bit heavier, but it's able to carry more and go higher, safer.
And this one, how many seats does it have?
This one, you can carry three passengers in the back, mm-hmm. as well as two pilots, co-pilot and the main pilot.
The total of the people has capacity is five. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so marvelous. I'm looking forward to getting all that done, and then it starts another process of getting enough hours to get to the